This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. Today we head up the road to Allensworth State Historic Park, between Visalia and Bakersfield in the San Joaquin Valley, the only town in California founded, financed, and governed by African Americans. It's a bit remote. On the way, you'll wonder if you're lost. But with some imagination, you can experience the town when it was young and thriving, and feel the sadness of its passing. Colonel Allen Allensworth was an impressive man. Born a slave, he literally marched to freedom during the Civil War with the Union Army's 44th Illinois Volunteer Infantry. When it camped in Louisville, Kentucky, he donned an old uniform and slipped into formation. He later joined the Navy, opened popular restaurants with his brother, taught in Freedmen's Bureau schools in Kentucky, became an ordained minister, and in 1880 and 1884 served as Kentucky's only black delegate to the Republican National Convention. President Grover Cleveland appointed Allensworth as chaplain of the 24th Infantry Regiment. While serving at Fort Baird in New Mexico Territory, Allensworth wrote what became the standard Army manual for educating enlisted personnel. After 20 years of service, he was promoted to lieutenant colonel, the first black officer to achieve that rank. Just 2 years later, Allensworth, a friend of Booker T. Washington, arrived in the San Joaquin Valley with four equally accomplished black men to establish a farming town and township, something of a Tuskegee Institute of the West. They chose 800 acres of fertile land with artesian wells located on a railroad corridor. The intention was utopian, but also pragmatic. A community dedicated to the values of education and economic independence, and to the idea that blacks could live in equality with whites. The restored buildings, even two rare restored boxcars where the railroad station agent once lived, show how successful this American dream was initially. Allensworth was agricultural, home pasture for dairy cattle, chickens, turkeys, and Belgian hares, and surrounded by fields of sugar beets, alfalfa, wheat, and cotton. The school was the center of community life, but there was also a church, lending library, general store, hotel, livery stable, machine shop, and more. Not to mention family homes, including the striking Allensworth home, built from a Sears and Roebuck catalog kit. Lieutenant Colonel Allensworth dreamed of starting a major technical institute for black students, California's Tuskegee, but the state legislature rejected the proposal. His plan might have succeeded eventually, but in 1914, Allensworth was run over and killed by motorcyclists while stepping off a streetcar in L.A. Soon after, his American dream literally turned to dust, as ag growth elsewhere in the valley lowered the water table. The water Allensworth did have, when wells were drilled, was increasingly contaminated with alkali salts and even arsenic. People gradually moved away. But you can't really say the dream died. Since state park restoration began several decades ago, dog-friendly Allensworth is pretty lively. February brings Black History Month events, May, the annual Allensworth Old Time Jubilee, complete with living history and special tours, and October, annual rededication celebrations. There's an RV and tent campground, separate picnic area, plus with a little planning, you, even entire school classes or other groups, can come by train, because the park is an Amtrak flag stop. That Colonel Allensworth thought of everything. For photos and live links, look for this story on mynspr.org. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for North State Public Radio and Up the Road.